Where do I begin? Some experiments, they are without a single problem. This one, there are nearly as many problems as there are subjects. For example, there is this second youngest female. The only thing worth noting is a psychological complex. She cannot shut up. This isn't even a useful survival trait. There is still no good explanation as to why she has lived this long. Maybe stomach capacity? 9 Snickers bars? Ah. Then there is the younger male. He is half and half. On the one side, he has an impressive mimicking ability. And yet it is obvious that Dr. Sherman has failed completely in the digestive tract. Maybe we will learn something during the autopsy. Is it even needed to talk about the blind one? There is nothing at all worth looking at. Again, there must be something missing. Why do they live so long despite the defects? On the other male, it is like a control group. Yeah, it works, but there is nothing special. As for the leader, Maximum, this is train wreck already in progress. Multiple psychological complexes, dementia, even the tracking ship was faulty with this one. And she wouldn't even shut up during the interview. It's worse than the other female. It's like my mother, Miss Clyden, we got the sales bargain. There are at least two positives in this. The first is Subject 11. At least she has psionics. And sense for that matter. And the second is that the others will be executed tomorrow morning. And short of getting hit in the head with a crowbar, I can't think of anything that would ruin that experience.